Good evening. This is Kitao speaking. It gives me a great pleasure to see so many of you here, despite your busy schedule. I also would like to thank you for your continued support to our group companies. Thank you very much indeed. Let me start my presentation on the fiscal 2012 second quarter financial results. Consolidated performance. On slide 5, you can see the figures comparing to the same period of the previous year. The operating revenue fell by around 13.3 billion yen. Operating income dropped by 4.8 billion to 806 million. Profit before income tax expense was minus 296 million, down 4.931 billion yen. Profit for the period was minus 819 million, a decrease of 1.948 billion yen. Looking at these figures, I felt that the impact of adoption of IFRS is indeed a big one. With the adoption of IFRS, what are the impacts? First, consolidation scope is changed dramatically before and after. Currently, we have approximately over 200 companies consolidated, including the equity method affiliates. Previously, I think the number was around 130. So we're talking about a big jump in consolidated companies. Previously, we had the criteria of significance, and therefore some of the companies were not consolidated because they were not considered to be important. Whereas under IFRS, when the companies are controlled, then they have to be automatically consolidated, meaning that when we have over 50% of the shares, they need to be consolidated, and they would have impact on the revenue and all of the profit items by the same amount. Another factor is the fair value-based asset evaluation that would change the revenue recognition. Everything that have the values or prices need to be marked to market as of the end of June, as of the end of September. In other words, as of the end of each quarter when the prices are available. For those that are not priced, again, certain formula need to be used for fair value assessment. Even without actual sale of assets, valuation gain or loss is recorded on operating revenue, and the same amount is reflected in the profit and loss before income tax expense. Furthermore, we are pursuing the Brilliant Cut initiative. Those businesses that are not directly related to three major businesses are to be rationalized and streamlined under the thorough selection and concentration. And with the pursuit of this initiative, we expect more sale of consolidated companies. This would mean that these companies would be excluded from our consolidated results, and therefore there will be a significant factor of fluctuation when comparing past consolidated results of the company to the current ones. For the first half of fiscal 2012, compared to a year ago, the changes from introduction of IFRS had an impact of 12 billion yen on operating revenue. One is VSN factor amounting to 8 billion yen. VSN was held by SBI Capital for the investment purposes. We acquired under a fund, and as a buyout fund, we improved the performance and sold. That was the business model that we pursued. And with the sale of VSN, it had an impact of 8 billion yen on our operating revenue. And losses from decrease in fair value of operational investment securities totaled 4 billion. In total, 12 billion yen. Changes from organizational restructuring amounted to 3.1 billion with the sale of SBAI Veritrans, 3.6 billion, and Homeostyle, 2.3 billion. And with the consolidation of SBI Japan Next, plus 2.8 billion. Overall, 3.1 billion yen impact. And of course, there were changes resulting from other companies such as SBI Securities, Insurance, etc. Altogether, 1.8 billion yen change. And those are the factors of the fall in operating revenue that we saw earlier. Now, we adopted IFRS in the first quarter of fiscal 2012. And on slide, next slide, you can see the quarterly results. Operating revenue, 36.599 billion, down to 30.984 billion yen. Operating income, 3.906 billion, down to minus 3.1 billion. Profit before income tax expense, 3.432 billion, down to minus 3.728 billion yen. Profit for the period, 2.279 billion, down to minus 3.098 billion yen. By segment, the results were financial services business, 23.668 billion increased to 26.959 billion yen. An increase was recorded quarter on quarter. Asset management business, 11.639 billion down to 2.26 billion yen. VSN had an impact of 8 billion yen, as I explained earlier. Biotechnology related, not much change. In total, for the first half, 500 million yen or so. Housing and real estate business and others, 1.663 billion up to 2.527 billion yen. How about in terms of profit? Financial services, 659 million increased to 3.219 billion. Asset management business, 5.08 billion down to minus 4.608 billion. Biotechnology related, minus 687 million improved to minus 473 million. Others, mainly housing and real estate, 134 million up to 512 million yen. Looking further into asset management business, the results of analysis are as follows. Both operating revenue and profit were affected by fair value changes. 5.8 billion down to minus 3.3 billion. Not just operating revenue, profit was affected by the same amount. Others are rather negligible. Why did asset management business suffer so much? Deterioration of the Chinese stock market was a major factor. The SSE Composite and Nikkei 225 are compared. Nikkei dropped by 1.5% comparing the end of June to end of September. Shanghai dropped by 6.3% during the same period. And the foreign exchange also had a negative impact because of a slight appreciation of the yen during this period. Therefore, the market environment affected our business negatively in all aspects. And of this 3.3 billion loss, what are the major items? New Horizon Funds 1 and 2, Chinese listed stocks had an impact of 1.3 billion. Those are the listed stocks. And Haitong Securities, again, impact of 0.3 billion based on the stocks listed on Chinese market and Chinese stocks listed on New York Stock Exchange had an impact of 0.2 billion. And Tokyo Stock Exchange, impact of 0.8 billion. because of the merger of Tokyo Stock Exchange and Osaka Stock Exchange, they were listed. They were not listed in Osaka, but because of the swap rate, automatically the Tokyo Stock Exchange price were calculated. As Osaka Stock Exchange price fell during this period, we were impacted negatively. As for financial services business, we saw an increase. More specifically, SBI Securities, 9.2 billion in the first quarter to 9 billion, a decrease of 0.2 billion. Liquidity market, the FX business, 1.9 down to 1.5 billion, a decrease of 0.4 billion. SBI Insurance saw increase in sales from 4.7 billion to 4.9 billion. SBI Mortgage saw an increase in sales as well, with more housing loans being executed. And SBI Japan Next, with the step acquisition associated with the consolidation, we saw an increase by 2.8 billion now that it is a consolidation, a consolidated company. And entrance and profit before income tax, SBI Securities, quarter on quarter increase of 0.4 billion yen. SBI Liquidity Market, the FX business, minus 0.1 billion. SBI Insurance, minus 2.2 billion. An increase in loss of 1.3 billion. SBI Mortgage, plus 0.4 billion. SBI Sumishin Net Bank improved from minus 0.7 to 0.1 billion, an improvement of 0.8 billion yen. And 2.8 billion, I explained the reason behind that. And now I'd like to look at the situations of the companies that had major changes. First, the SBI Insurance. Auto insurance is the main business, and insurance contracts grew by 50.7% year on year to a total of 480,000, additional 10,000 in October to total 490,000 contracts. So we are seeing a steady increase in the number of auto insurance contracts. And in terms of auto insurance premium income, an increase of 47.2% year on year, first half cumulative, 9.3 billion as of the end of October, 10.9 billion yen. So we are seeing a very steady top line growth. In fact, too steady, if I may say so myself. So amongst the major direct insurance companies, premium income comparison, in fiscal 2009, we were second from the bottom, improved to fourth from the bottom, fifth from the bottom. And for fiscal 2012 first quarter, we were sixth from the bottom. But second is now not disclosed anymore. So we don't know where it stands, but we know that we are better. We are, in fact, number five amongst the direct insurance companies. As is the case with banking, steadily we are improving our position in the industry. But there's a caveat. And insurance is not as simple as securities or banking. With an increase in the number of contracts, policy reserve needs to be increased as well. That is a statutory requirement. And in the second quarter, the policy reserve was 10.2 billion, and this is expensed accounting-wise. As a result, our net loss amounted to 2.2 billion based on IFRS. However, this 2.2 billion includes the one-off expenses related to the termination of reinsurance agreements and outsourcing agreements with Aioi Securities, which amounted 0.75 billion. So this 2.2 billion includes 0.75 billion, and therefore actual net loss was about 1.45 billion yen. So on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the net loss did not increase that much. In terms of operational cash flow, actual inflow of 0.35 billion yen. For first half total, 0.48 billion yen. Solvency margin ratio, 722%. In September, we increased capital by 6 billion yen, and solvency margin ratio accordingly has improved dramatically. Why is it that we decided to terminate the reinsurance and outsourcing agreements with Aioi? Well, with reinsurance and outsourcing agreements in place, it's very difficult to turn to profitability, and we thought it was high time we made the decision. Since Aioi is merging with Nissay Dowa, and they are going to merge with Mitsui as well, which includes our competitor, Mitsui Direct Insurance, and we thought that's not good news, and therefore we decided to terminate the agreements. Now, had we continued these agreements, the operating expenses ratio would have been much higher, and a combined ratio would have been much higher. So with the termination of those agreements, we were able to improve both operating expenses ratio and combined ratio dramatically. In order to turn to profitability, we need to lower the combined ratio to below 100%. With the termination of the reinsurance and outsourcing agreements with Aioi, we were able to see big improvement. Sony Assurance and Mitsui Direct that are already profitable, the operating expense ratio is in the 20s, and in terms of net loss ratio, in the 60s. So that could be a reference point. And combined ratio, at least to something above 90, we believe is our target. And therefore, in phase two, we decided to pursue that, improve the loss ratio and net expenses. So that by fiscal 2015, we can turn to profitability and IPO in fiscal  2016. These are the goals that we had set for ourselves as a company, and within our group, we are mustering all wisdom so as to make improvements. We do have all but finalized our plans. Some are listed on the slide, so that in fiscal 2013, combined ratio could be 97.6%. That's the decision we have already made, and since we made that decision, we are going to achieve it no matter what. Now, as was the case with banking and securities, we want to first secure volume. When we have more customers, we need to have more products, and because we have many customers, we need to improve on our trading systems, improve on our compliance. Chairman Mao's principle and Hegel's principle, the quantity needs to be accumulated to bring about improvement in quality, and we are following that principle, and that is the reason why we focused on increasing the volume. However, in the case of securities, as I said, or rather, in the case of insurance business, as I said earlier, more business means more policy reserve to be accumulated. So, we need to take a different approach, and given the current business environment, we feel that both for life and non-life insurance, we have to take a different approach. Although I want to be more aggressive, we decided that given the current environment, we're not gonna be that aggressive, and at the same time, trying not to reduce the number of customers and compete well with our customers, with our competitions, while maintaining the loss ratio. As for the expense reduction, by relocating the call centers, we are hoping to reduce the cost. and we are going to enhance our product portfolio to diversify our products. Conventionally, we were developing our own products to be sold by ourselves. So conventionally, we did not have the commission business, but fire insurance, we decided to enter that market and get commission from Sezon Automobile and Fire Insurance Company. And by using our SBI Money Plaza interface, we can increase the volume that will give us better bargaining power, and we can have a better rates. And for earthquake insurance products, we acquired SSI as an underwriter and added to our product portfolio the earthquake insurance product called Rista. And together with HS Insurance, we decided to enter into the traveler's insurance business as well. We now had the cancer insurance as well, launched in August. And in addition, we are preparing for the launch of three or more so products. And in addition, to reduce the accounting impact, the best way is to reduce our shareholding ratio to below 50%. Of course, in terms of future business, this is really regrettable, but we decided to do so. So far, we spent 26 billion yen for our insurance business, with 6 billion yen capital increase in September. And as phase one, as a strategic partner, we chose WebCrew Incorporated, and we have a synergy with that company in e-loans and is Inswell business, Insweb business. And we believe that we can have a good partnership with that company. And now 19.85% of the issued share capital of SBI Insurance has been transferred to WebCrew. We're going to have some more other shareholders so as to reduce our shareholding to below 40-50%. And that would contribute to reducing the accounting burden. As for insurance, or rather, as for securities, every time we announce the results, we say that the average daily individual brokerage trading value has deteriorated by double digit, this time 16.2%. And on a quarter-on-quarter basis, a decline of 5.9%. So the environment is in a worst situation. Still, we were able to have a profit of 2.4 billion, and in terms of net sales, while the market is decreasing by 16% or so, we were able to limit the reduction or decline by 10.2%. And ordinary income fell only by 21% at 3.156 billion yen. And here you can see the positioning of overall securities industry in terms of operating revenue. We are number 10, Nomura being number 1. And net income, we are number 7. Nomura, 4.7 billion, and Daiwa, 10.1 billion, but 6 billion of that is in relation to Japan Airlines related. So you can see that even those big companies are still suffering. It's because of their overseas business. And this is the reason why Mitsubishi UFJ is doing well, because Morgan Stanley is taking care of the overseas business. The overseas market is still in a very bad shape, and that is continuing. And we are number 7.
On the Japanese GAAP basis, comparing first quarter and second quarter, We saw that in the market, the revenue decreased by 5%, but in our case, it's only 1.6%. And the OP income increased by 16.5%, and the ordinary income by 16.9%. As to the net income, actually, in the first quarter of the fiscal year 2012, we recorded extraordinary gain of Japanese yen 891 million as the reversal of reserves for financial product transaction liabilities. And for your information, as to this financial product transaction liabilities, based on IFRS, the reserves cannot be counted in the calculation. So the IFRS basis, this reserves will be gone. So the IFRS is rather tight and severe. And on the J-GAAP basis, let's compare the SBI Securities and the other four major online other companies. The first quarter and the second quarter comparison, as you can see, the result, the Q-to-Q change is positive, while other companies, the change is negative. Why could we achieve a positive change? Because the real estate-related expenses, we could improve 200 million yen and 300 million yen for HR improvement. And as a result, we could improve our operating income margin from 15.5% to 18.4%, because we transferred approximately 140 sales reps of 23 branches nationwide to SBI Money Plaza, and that was the driver of the big improvement of the SBI Securities. So what about on the SBI Money Plaza? Maybe you have been thinking that they incurred losses, but that is not true. They started on June 15th, their sales operation, and only in 3.5 months, they achieved a single month profitability. The selling the housing loans and the insurance, and the currently the securities accounts for the big chunk. But now the people are being qualified as the sales person of different the financial products, and then after they accumulate their experience, the other lines of products such as the mortgage and the insurance will sell better. So the SBI Money Plaza, Mr. Izuchi, that is the president for 13 years. He is in complete the leadership. And in a real sense of the meaning, we are the group doing both real and net. And not only that, we have the synergy effect between real and net business. As I mentioned before, if we sell somebody else's product, then we will get some other commissions, the kickbacks, the greater and commissions and kickbacks. And we are going to aggressively do the cross-sell at SBI Money Plaza. And we are going to pick up the best products of the companies. The Money Plaza is actually the biggest, is going to the biggest distributor of financial products in Japan. The other players are selling their own products. The banks are selling the insurance products of the related insurance companies or their own investment trust products. But our stance is to sell good products. As to the number of SBI Money Plaza stores, basically it is franchising the business, the real estate at expense, and the sales are the people's the expenses. We have 295 other stores, and the one third or more than one third are the stake is with our group, Mitsubashi. Mitsubashi, the insurance firm, and also the other ILIC, that we have the 31.6% share of them. And we are going to ensure the customer traffic through these entities, because we need support. And by doing so, we are going to increase the closing ratio. For example, our people can be trained by ILIC Corporation. So 574, the stores, dominantly number one in Japan in terms of the number of stores, they will be developed into the most powerful sales group in the Japanese financial industry. And not only the transfer to MONEYPLAZA, the SBI Securities are also changing the structure of the sales revenue so that under the circumstances where the commissions, the ratio for the total revenue is declining, and we are increasing the other revenue sources. And one of them is underwriting sales, offering the sales commissions. And we will lend more money from our own account, or we have this on this the slide, we have the underwriting IPO ranking. We are ranked number one with 84.2% share. This is for the first half, and for the second quarter, we have 16 IPOs year to date. And in this area as well, we have a strong focus. And as to SBI Securities, the customers and our net the banks the FX the trading are also through the liquidity the market the we established this the new the company SBI Liquidity Market. And as you can see, in comparison, we have the overwhelming power of sales, but the volatility is becoming smaller, and the trading volume is also decreasing, thus revenue as well. So compared to the first quarter, the second quarter, the volatility is much smaller, and that is impacting the profitability and the trading the volume of FX trading. Once volatility goes up, then the business will be more reactivated. SBI FX Trade as the subsidiary was established on the May 30th. So this is the for the customers of the banks, and we provide the FX trading the services. In the recent world, there are different types of the customers trading often in the FX the market. In other words, the smaller lots and higher the frequency, that's another customer segment that we would like to capture. We established the SBI FX Trade at the end of May, and already in October, we had a single month's profit because of our the strongest spread. For example, 0.12 for US dollar and Japanese yen, while GMO Click is 0.3 and Lakuten 1.0 sen. So no one that can catch up with us with such narrow the spread. So for the smaller lot and the higher frequency, the customers that will be captured more and more. And SBI Securities reduced its the stock brokerage commissions in Japan by 20% at maximum, especially when it comes to the margin trading. Once the group trading becomes available from January next year, I could imagine that the trading the volume will drastically increase. And to prepare ourselves for that, we need to secure the good customer bases, and for that, we reduced our commissions further. And this is also the same message. And as to SBI Mortgage, in the second quarter, we announced the closing, the 20.4% increase for net operating revenue, 47.2% increase for profit before income tax expense, and 48% increase for profit for the period. Well, this is because the UI, they got listed as the very first Japanese company in the Korean exchange market, KOSPI. And in the case of KOSPI and in the Korean the market, the accounting standard is IFRS standard. So quarterly, the numbers here on the IFRS basis. And we paid a lot of dividends and our performance was good. So the stock share price that is also increasing that as of the closing of today. It stood at 10,300 yen. And when we sold partially, usually on the JCAP, there is extraordinary gains, and that could be counted as profits. That happened in the past. But the partial the sales of stake nowadays is not counted as far as IFRS goes, so the standard is getting much tougher. And as to this mortgage the business in Korea, we established a local subsidiary on October 1st. As the very first the mortgage the bank in Korea, we established the very first mortgage bank in Japan as well, and we are doing the same in Korea. And now SBI Mortgage in Korea is preparing to acquire a license.
Furthermore, we launched the sale of Japan's first flat 35 reform pack. So we are not talking only about the new house market, but also existing house market. It's going to be part of our the focus of the business.
As to SBI Sumishin Net Bank, it's an equity method company. The 50-50% stake, the split, Sumishin and the SBI. And these are the numbers for the IFRS. So only 100 million yen in contribution to the revenue. But they are going to announce the financial results on November the 14th, probably 1.7 to 1.8 the billion yen, the profit that will be announced, and that would have been counted in the old accounting basis because they are the equity company.
So our business base is expanding very steadily. The current deposit is the 2,362.9 billion yen as of the end of October 2012. So deposit-wise, we are number one. And as you can see here, mid-sized local bank, their average is 1.4 trillion yen. Those the local banks with a history of 100 years, though we already exceeded that level with the 2,362.9 billion yen. As to the housing loan, we achieved 1,057.7 billion yen with the SBI Sumishin Net Bank and SBI Mortgage combined together. Our the balance stands at 2,357.7 billion yen, close to 2.4 trillion yen. It's a tremendously big number in this industry, but that is our result.
As to the diversification of the loans, the personal loan was now 1.5 times the expanded, and the only 3.5% per annum industry leading low the percentage it's applied by SBI. And as to auto loans, it expanded by two multiple in a year and reaching 125.2 billion yen as of the end of October. And 63.4% of it that goes to the SBI Credit. Thus, their revenue is increasing rapidly. Equity method company, SBI Japan Next. Now they are our subsidiary, more than 50% stake. It started as wholly owned subsidiary, but it decreased below 50%. Now it is more than 50%. As you can see, in the first quarter, they reached finally 3 million yen. And in the second quarter, 12 million yen. For the October, it was the 28 million yen profit. So the revenue and income growth is accelerated. And as to the Chinex, compared to Chinex, Nomura-related Chinex, in October, we achieved the 43.8 billion yen, the record
record high, while 27.28 billion yen for Chinex. And please pay special attention to this slide. And this is the trading the value. The 86.7 billion yen of Osaka, the stock exchange. But the 4.9 trillion yen is the both sections of OSE the combined, while Japan Next BTS alone has the 5 trillion and yen. So for the TSE section 1, we accounted for the 4% for the first half of the year. As to the derivative market building, currently we are reviewing the establishment of joint venture. A certain player came to talk with us for that.
October the 31st, TOB rule was deregulated. This had a major impact. And since then, the volume has increased substantially. In October, on average, initially it was a 4.2%, that is this line, but it's now above 5.5% on the 6th of November. It is exceeding 5.5%. The number of companies participating on PTS is also increasing steadily. There are now 19 participating companies. Newly participating companies are SMBC Nikko Securities, Mitsubishi UFJ, MS Securities, and Daiwa Securities. Major securities companies are now participating, and there are companies expected to participate. One Japanese company and one foreign company are planning to connect in November, and two other Japanese companies are expected to participate. It says total of 3, but it may be total of 4. Because of deregulation of 5% rule, the buy side, in the past, because of 5% rule, they did not use this, or they did not have to use this. But with the deregulation, buy side major institutional investors will look at the market to search for the lowest transaction cost. They will have to search for the lowest transaction cost because that determines the performance. And under the financial instrument exchange law, it is determined that one must search for the lowest transaction cost. Therefore, all institutional investors will have to look for the lowest transaction cost. And those who do not will be seen as a problem. The buy side who collect investment money from many investors who manage those money will be required to search for the lowest transaction cost. If they do not, they will be questioned. And damages compensation lawsuit may be filed. This was a matter, of course, in the United States. And Japan. In Japan, we are seeing a similar development. Matching engine has become the world's top level in terms of speed. Now, bio-related business. This is the third of the analysis of fluctuating factors. What I would like you to understand is that ALA-related products, when we say ALA-related products, there are health food and cosmetics. And these include 5-aminolevulinic acid phosphate. As for pharmaceutical, 5-aminolevulinic acid hyperchloride is included, is the ingredient. And Cosmo Oil has substance patent for 5-ALA, which will expire in the next 4 or 5 years. After expiry of the patent, I'm sure Cosmo Oil is implementing various countermeasures. And with various countermeasures, we are filing for new patents. But we have pharmaceuticals, and these pharmaceuticals are using 5-aminolevulinic acid hydrochloride, which has longer patent coverage. We are, in terms of promotion, we are not running a major promotion, for example, on TV, but sales is 312 million. In the first half, sales is increasing, and the number of outlets has also increased from 52 at the end of March 2012 to 162 at the end of September 2012. The other day, in Belgium, in Mondo Selection, Naturala BCAA and Naturala Bio received a gold medal. Naturala Bio received a gold medal and Naturala BCAA received a silver medal in Mondo Selection in Belgium, and we are selling these products amongst others. But we are more focused on pharmaceuticals, which is 5-aminolevulinic acid hydrochloride. The fastest route to launch pharmaceutical product is intraoperative diagnostic agent. Phase 3 has been completed. If all progresses well, after we expect the approval within fiscal 2012, since we already have filed NDA submission to MHLW, intraoperative diagnostic agent for brain tumor is this product. ALA can be taken orally, and during the surgery, the surgeon will turn off electricity and will emit a certain frequency light, and then the tumor will emit a red light. And brain tumor, because of the site, is very difficult to cut completely. And because of this, there was a high recurrence rate of brain tumor. But a red light emitting site can be resected. And with this, we can reduce the recurrence rate. And we are planning to do this with bladder cancer. Kochi University and four other universities are conducting doctor-sponsored investigation. And phase 2 and 3 clinical trials are ongoing. Clinical trial will be completed by the end of 2012, and we are preparing to receive approval by early 2014. As it was broadcast on TV, for example, in NHK, a gastric cancer patient received the surgery, and there was no metastasis, according to the doctor. But with ALA, we can find a metastasis in liver. Out of 14 patients, I believe about 6 or 7 patients had metastasis, which were identified with ALA, and this was broadcast on NHK. Osaka Medical Center for Cancer and Cardiovascular Diseases conducted this research, and the result of the research was broadcast on NHK. The stomach and rectal cancer and thyroid cancer, these are possible indications for which researches are underway in various institutions, universities. And we will be looking at a very large market as the first ever with a 5-aminolevulinic acid hydrochloride for treatment of cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. Cancer chemotherapy can induce anemia, and for the treatment of this, we are filing for phase 1 CTA in UK. And the filing was accepted as of the November the 1st, 2012. We have received a letter from UK MHRA today. Patients who have cancer will receive chemotherapy or will go through surgery and chemotherapy, and 43.2% of patients suffer from anemia as a result of chemotherapy. And there are several treatments and drugs to treat cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia, but there is severe side effect, and there is a pressing need to develop a treatment. And that is why we have filed submission in UK. Phase 1, as you know, is to confirm safety, whether there is toxicity or not. And this portion will be carried out by the UK. Our German partner, Medac, has received approval from EMEA for Gliodan, intraoperative diagnostic agent. And license is obtained for Germany, UK, and 20-plus other European countries. A toxicity study has been conducted for this indication. Therefore, for chemotherapy-induced anemia, we believe that we will not have to spend too much time on phase 1. After phase 1 trial is completed, major pharmaceutical company, we would like to license to a major pharmaceutical company to receive licensing fee. And in other areas, as pharmaceuticals, we would like to file submissions starting from phase 2. In multiple areas, we are planning to file submissions. CRO in the United States, we have a contract with the CRO, and we are discussing about the possibility of filing submissions in a number of areas. In the medicine area, in biology, biomedicine area, this area of business that we conduct may be followed only by analysts who are following pharmaceuticals and biomedicine. In Hawaii University, a professor published the results of clinical studies in a science journal, Clinical and Translational Science, in electronic version. Pre-diabetes, pre-diabetic condition. This is a borderline people who are not yet diabetic. 150 male and female pre-diabetic people received 5 ALA for a certain period of time, and postprandial glucose lowering was observed. Glucose lowering was greater in accordance with the amount of 5 ALA given. Higher the dose of 5 ALA, greater the lowering of glucose level postprandially. In Madrid, in Spain, the 7th World Congress on Prevention of Diabetes and its Complications, WCPD, will be held in November 11 to 14, and SBI Pharmaceuticals will be presenting. At session 111, SBI Pharma will be presenting on the 12th of November. The topic of presentation is mitochondrial functions in diabetes and metabolic diseases. The session will be chaired by Professor Ito of Keio University, who is from the Division of Endocrinology, Metabolism, and Nephrology. Bahrain is taking great interest in 5 ALA. The King of Bahrain, when he visited Japan, in front of His Excellency and Mr. Edano, Minister Edano, we had a signing ceremony using 5 ALA. Various products can be the subject of cooperation with the Bahrain government. That is the agreement. In Middle Eastern countries, including Bahrain, there is high prevalence of diabetes. Bahrain, 15.4; Qatar, 15.4; Kuwait, 14.6; Saudi Arabia, 16.8; whereas diabetes prevalence in Japan is 5, and in the United States, 10.3. Therefore, Hawaii University results are something that Middle Eastern countries are very interested in. As a manufacturing base for ALA, Cosmo is thinking about purchase by the government, but with that, volume is not certain. Therefore, we are wondering whether we can establish a manufacturing base in Bahrain. That is under study. At IMF Congress, Bahrain Central Bank Governor, and there are various top bankers from Bahrain, and we had dinner or lunch together. The funding of about 30 billion yen is required. We had discussion about possible fundraising to build manufacturing base. As food, Natural-ALA-1 has already obtained a license to sell in Bahrain. Cancer diagnosis, PDS, photodynamic screening, the equipment are being procured. Doctors in Bahrain have visited Japan to receive training to use the equipment. At Tokyo Institute of Technology, research is conducted. ALA was taken, and when urine content is analyzed, polyurine content is different from those who took 5 ALA and those who did not. The presence of that substance may be used to detect the presence of cancer. We are discussing possible uses of this with the Bahrain government. In Bahrain, we have opened a representative office in October this year. With a public hospital in Bahrain, Bahrain Defense Force Royal Medical Service Military Hospital, we are preparing a joint clinical trial. A protocol is being finalized to what population, what dose of ALA will be used. The protocol is being finalized with the Ministry of Health of Bahrain and doctors there. At United Arab Emirates, we have also obtained product license to sell Natural-ALA-1. In other areas, malaria is one, with University of Tokyo, Tokyo Institute of Technology, and from UK, National Institute for Medical Research. With these institutes, we are conducting research on topics such as ALA having anti-proliferative effect on falciparum malaria parasite. Fundamental research is conducted. It seems that there is anti-proliferative effect on the parasite. According to the professor by University of Tokyo, professor at University of Tokyo, and at Kyoto Prefectural University, Hiroshima University, University of Hawaii, the joint research is conducted on possible effect of ALA on suppression of fat accumulation. At 85 universities and institutions, various research is underway. We believe that we have to thoroughly capture this area. Manufacturing of ALA is one of the activities to manufacture ALA, and biotech is starting manufacturing. This is not as chemical fertilizer, but as active ingredient. Cosmo Oil is selling ALA as a fertilizer. With the use of ALA as a fertilizer, fruit can grow larger and leaves can grow bigger. So manufacturing is going to be done in China, and cosmetics manufacturing is another. We have 40% stake in Eon Biotech. And for pharmaceuticals to manufacture and sell, we will have 60% stake, with a Chinese counterpart having 40% stake to establish joint venture. In Germany, Gleolan, intraoperative diagnostic agent, is already launched, and it is used in more than 20 countries. And the company that produced this intraoperative diagnostic agent is Medac, and subsidiary of Medac will be receiving 20% equity investment from SBI Group. If possible, we would like to acquire this company 100%. But for the moment, jointly, pharmaceuticals will be jointly developed. And there is another development underway by the partner. If there is boil, then bandage can be put on, and the bandage can contain 5 ALA to treat boil on the skin. And that is being developed by the German partner, and we would like to introduce that in Japan as well. And we will be accelerating overseas expansion of 5 ALA-related businesses, UK, China, Germany, Bahrain, US, and health food area in Korea. With a large pharmaceutical company, we are having discussion. And in Malaysia as well, we are discussing with a large pharmaceutical company. In the Philippines, we have already obtained a license. And we are making last stage of preparation, including the split of sales proceeds, etc. About future management policies, number one, thorough pursuit of brilliant cut initiative, which entered into the third phase. Secondly, effective utilization of big data and formation of bigger data. Thirdly, further advancement of globalization of financial service business. And fourthly, ongoing reorganization for profitability enhancement. A thorough pursuit of brilliant cut initiative. In the third phase, in April 2012, announcement was made. In addition to profitability, securities, banking, insurance, with these three core businesses, synergy has to be generated, and we will be introducing resources only on businesses that where we can expect synergy with three core businesses in financial service businesses. And profitability and growth potential, whether that is big. And we will also be looking at whether the services can be replaceable from outside and whether the businesses can be deployed overseas. From those perspectives, we will be focusing and selecting businesses. Three core businesses, we will be thoroughly pushing these businesses to make them grow. And we have formed a group of companies to support these three core businesses. As a common infrastructure, there will be mutually beneficial relationship. Net and real will be combined. and there's SBI Money Plaza as the core of that. We are planning acquisition or new entry in this world. We will be entering this world by all means. As I've mentioned before, even if a company is making profit, if a synergy effect is not expected, we will be selling. Example of that is SBI Veritrans. It was sold at 13 billion yen. Wall Street Journal was also sold. It did not seem to have synergy with the securities business. The reason for the lack of synergy is that the articles in Wall Street Journal, we would think that a certain way of writing articles would appeal to Japanese readers, but Wall Street Journal had just decided to translate English articles into Japanese. Editing is also done by Wall Street Journal. I was CEO, but we were not able to participate, and we felt that it was not meaningful to hold on to the company where we cannot be engaged in the management. Without much profit, we have decided to sell. SBI Capital Solutions, the management said that they want an MBO because of offer from others, and we agreed. We transferred all shares of SBI Capital Solutions. The second measure, subsidiaries and investee companies to continue to proceed with preparations for IPO in either domestic or overseas markets. SBI Axis has submitted securities registration statement to Korea Exchange, and it will be listed on KOSDAQ. It is expected to be listed on KOSDAQ in December. Earlier, Veritrans was discussed. SBI Veritrans was sold. SBI Axis has exactly the same business as SBI Veritrans, and that is why we have decided to sell one of the two. It will be listed on Korea. Similar to the mortgage business, we would like to expand business in Korea. SBI Axis was advancing more than SBI Veritrans, and that is why we've decided to keep SBI Axis. As for Auto Server, we are preparing for listing on Taiwan's GTSM. This will be first ever by a Japanese company. Whether approval is given, when the approval is given, Taiwan's version of FSA, Taiwan's financial authority is reviewing the differences of Japanese company law and Taiwan company law, and adjustments will be made. When the economics minister of Taiwan visited Japan, we had a meal together, and he requested that investment should be made by SBI, and there will be full support from Taiwan. That is why we've decided to list on Taiwan. The reason to list on Taiwan is because of deep ties between Taiwan and continental China. Taiwanese companies in droves are entering Chinese continent. Second-hand car online auction business, we would like to do this business in continental China as well. By listing on Taiwan market, we can build a platform for business in continental China. That is why we've decided to list on Taiwan's market. We are selling businesses based on selection and focus strategy. Some people wonder if we are pressed, hard pressed with cash flow. Some people wonder if we are selling because we are pressed with cash flow. But with the sales of non-synergistic businesses, we can invest in, for example, non-life insurance. We would also like to reduce borrowing as much as possible. About 4 billion yen is the expense at the head office. About a quarter of that expense is interest expense, and we would like to reduce that expense as much as possible. We are making efforts. Within SBI Securities, interest fee was increasing, and at SBI Securities, the borrowing from Japan Financial Securities was repaid. With the own money, commissions and fees are being gained. we have to increase revenue in financial services business going forward. That will be crucial. We have to prepare for the risk of increase of the interest in the future, and therefore, we have to reduce interest-bearing debt as much as possible. Through selection and focus, what is unnecessary will be disposed of. As Jack Welch of GE said, unless we are number one, we are selling all other businesses. We have to be determined strongly. When I met with Jack Welch, he said strongly, he discussed his belief strongly. Jack Welch was once asked to serve as on the board of SoftBank, and I also served on the I did serve on the board of SoftBank, and we had a chance to discuss. Now, the market is deteriorating, and there is also fiscal cliff, imminent fiscal cliff issue in the future. What is most important as the manager is to survive after the collapse or burst of the bubble. How many banks did not survive, and there were consolidation of banks that formed the current mega banks? Three or four banks merged to form mega banks. Before the burst of the bubble, nobody would have imagined that these banks will not be able to survive. And national government made a capital investment to boost these banks. And not all of the banks were able to repay the investment to the national government. When we think about the future development, if Romney won, I thought that would be supporting information for the financial market. It will be good for the business, but a divided government continues, and there is a fiscal cliff issue with the Congress. And in Europe, there is a fundamental contradiction. The currency is common, but fiscal policies are different from country to country, and growth potential is different from country to country. And Greece caused a problem, and Ireland, Italy, Spain, and Portugal are also becoming a problem. With the common currency, the problem is not solved fundamentally. The fiscal unification is necessary as a fundamental solution, and therefore, anything can happen in Europe. When we have adopted IFRS, we wanted the transparency and visibility to the management, especially when there is a crisis. We have to measure with a fair value so that we will have the highest visibility and transparency of our financial status. In this fiscal year, we had positive figures in comparison to the previous year, but some numbers are declining towards the end of the year, and as a result, asset management, we are reporting negative numbers. That was anticipated, and because we anticipated this, we have implemented and reviewed various countermeasures. Measure three, Morningstar Japan made SBI Sumishin and SBI Asset Management as its subsidiaries. SBI Sumishin's president, Mr. Sakura, is the president of Morningstar Japan, and SBI Asset Management can utilize data that is held by Morningstar Japan, and the two companies will be better managed under Morningstar Japan, and that is why they were made into subsidiaries. Promotion of alliance with companies outside the group to strengthen the three core businesses. We will be tying up with many outside companies going forward to strengthen the three core businesses. And therefore, we have a number of plans. There are some plans that are close to final stage. Big data should be made to bigger data. With the behavior history of our customers, we should be able to analyze numbers such as the number of customers visiting, a number of contracts closed, and the percentage of customers from one of our companies, and number of customers who are using multiple SBI Group companies. We would like to look at these statistics so that we can improve convenience for the customers. And we are making effective use of bigger data. WebCrew has 8.5 million customers. we have 13.5 million customers. Both put together, in excess of 20 million customers exist. And customer data can be made into a bigger data. And we would like to have such a discussion with Web Crew. The third topic, the current state of the embodiment of the global business towards the realization of the world SBI. In emerging countries, especially, and in other parts of the world, we more or less completed the establishment of global investment structure. There are also possible investment items, but as far as investment is concerned, we believe we more or less completed. We believe that we have invested enough to capture the momentum of growth in Asia. In many areas with various partners, through joint ventures, we have made investments. In the handout, this is included. It is now sensitive time between China and Japan, and many things are put on hold. But as for the funds, we have received final approval. Shanghai Commission of Commerce and Shanghai Municipal Financial Services Office have given approval to establishment of equity investment management enterprise. And we are one company that was approved with a majority stake in fund. ORIX and Nomura have only minority shareholding, and we are the first Japanese majority shareholding fund that was approved in China. We have established various funds in China. We have that experience. And in China, we have staff who are very hardworking. As a result, we were able to make this wonderful achievement going forward. Because we have a more or less completed investment, we will be focusing on globalizing our financial services business. We have already been globalizing, but we will be increasing our pace of globalization in our financial services business. Our experience of success in Japan will be transplanted to other countries, and know-how and systems and expertise that we have in Japan can be brought to overseas locations. It is high time that we do so. It is an opportune time to do so. And we will be entering into countries where the environment is ready. Obibank is something that I'm focusing on. We have 50% at stake. And for online banking launch in July, we are making preparation. So we are focusing on these countries, especially with the prospect of online business. A system requirement definition is completed in case of Obibank online service, and we are to establish online bank in Russia in terms of population and in terms of the size of middle class and in terms of online infrastructure and penetration of smartphones and penetration of mobile phones and PC penetration. In view of all of these, we believe that we are able to have profitable business in Russia. And with the Russian partner, Metropol, we are making preparation. The name of the bank was changed from Obibank. I can't recall. Yarbank is the new name. The name has been changed. Number four, we will continue organizational restructuring to enhance profitability. We are thoroughly implementing focus and selection. And furthermore, we will also be implementing organizational restructuring. This was announced on April 26, 2012, when we listed on Hong Kong Stock Exchange. This was announced. IFRS introduction was strongly requested in Hong Kong, and we have decided to introduce IFRS in fiscal 2012. With that, the investment securities will be measured in fair value, and unrealized gains and losses will have to be posted on operational revenue and operating profit and loss, and before-tax profit and loss will have to recognize unrealized gains and losses. April 26th of this year, we made this announcement. That is why asset management business will be having bigger fluctuation in profits and loss from year to year, and therefore, asset management business has to be distinguished clearly from other businesses. Brilliant Cut Initiative, from the perspective of synergy with securities, banking, insurance, will be entering the third phase. Therefore, as a new revenue source, biotechnology-related business, this will be focused upon. IFRS introduction, after the introduction of IFRS, we are starting to implement organizational restructuring of the group. This is what we envision. Under the holdings, asset management business, there will be intermediate holding company, SBI Capital Management, Mr. Nakagawa will be the president. In financial services business, intermediate holding company will be established. SBI Financial Services is the intermediate holding company where Mr. Izuchi is the president. Biotechnology-related business, SBI ALA Hong Kong is the intermediate holding company, which is located in Hong Kong. Hong Kong sales or sales overseas will be bigger because of purchase by the government. I will be serving as the top head of that. I will also be serving as the head of overall group. In this way, intermediate holding companies will be established. This reorganization was published on April 26th of this year. SoftBank's board meeting was held, and intermediate holding company establishment was discussed. Managerial resources will be focused on internet 100%. SoftBank will be entering into all internet-related areas. Therefore, I will be doing financial business. SoftBank Finance was established as an intermediate holding company. E-commerce company was established. Each company took initiative in conducting business. That resulted in today's SBI Holdings. Subsidiaries, SBI Finance, it was brought back to SoftBank, but SoftBank Investment became the parent or a mother company in SBI Holdings. Today was the result. If we focus on this area alone, it is clear whether the number is plus or minus. If you look at this area, there is a clear growth trend. We want to make clear distinction. In the end, all of these companies, well, there are tax-related issues, etc. We are being very careful, and we are spending time with the audit firm and with tax accountants, tax attorneys, and CPAs. We are having discussion to bring about this reorganization. As the next challenge, next set of challenges, when we listed on Hong Kong, I have discussed that we will be looking towards establishing Hong Kong's second headquarters under SBI Hong Kong Holdings. In a similar fashion as under SBI Holdings, there will be three pillars of businesses in Japan and overseas. We will have these similar architecture. Overseas businesses will be under the umbrella of the SBI Hong Kong Holdings. For example, financial services business, this portion alone may carry out IPO. That will be possible in the future. Or without IPO, strategic alliance partners may make several percentage point equity investment. That will also be possible. On April 26th, and even before that, we were contemplating all of these. As for insurance business, insurance holding company will be established. These require licensing, and from the regulatory authority, we have to receive approval. And I'm interested in small amount short-term insurance. Vista was acquired. And there are several other short-term insurance companies that will be acquired, and that will be placed under the holding company for small amount short-term insurance. And this company may be brought public. And with that, with the fund raised, the investment can be made. When these grow in size, we will have to make investments in the future. We will have to manage the asset under management. And they can do so under the holding company in an efficient fashion. And we are able to diversify the source of fund as well. And we will be reviewing these possibilities. This is a reference or appendix. Operating cash flow was 9.8 billion for full year fiscal 2011, 2.8 billion for the first half of 2012. There were extraordinary factors related to business structure. SBI Mortgage had temporary borrowing of 11.7 billion at the end of March because securitization of short-term operational loans receivable was not completed, but securitization was completed in April, and the same amount was recovered in April. Excluding these extraordinary factors, operating cash flow for full year 2011 was 24.3 billion. As for SBI Securities, it is decreasing borrowing for margin trading from outside fund source and is increasing its own margin lending to customers by 35 billion yen. With regards to cash flow, especially because we have SBI Securities, segregated cash for customers' deposits, and margin trading accounts, these are not our directly owned cash, but they have to be included. These are extraordinary factors due to business structure, and these extraordinary factors have to be excluded. Term and balance of cash and cash equivalents is 152.1 billion as of the end of first half 2012. As for shareholder value, this is based on the closing price on November 7, 2012. On my PC, a rough enterprise value estimate is sent to my PC based on the closing price every day. It is a very conservative asset management, 95.5, financial service, 266.2 plus. We have comparison site or SBI Lease. These are very profitable SBI Business Support. These profitable businesses are not included, but financial service alone has 266.2 billion enterprise value. Biotechnology related, 72.6 billion. I believe biotechnology related business can grow to 1 trillion yen enterprise value business. Earlier mentioned businesses, if they grow steadily, I'm confident that this can be a 1 trillion yen business. Outside borrowing is subtracted, and total is 339.4 theoretical enterprise value. Current market cap is 139.7 billion. Therefore, it is natural to be considered a discount. This shows the assumptions used in estimating enterprise value. We made a comparison using comparable multiple valuation approach. As for shareholder makeup, foreign investors are 40.17%, domestic 12.17%, and 40.17% of overseas investor is all institutional investors. Domestic financial institutions, 12.13%. It is close to 14 million. As for asset under management by securities, it is at the top level, and the market share is in excess of 30%. Trading value is also at a high level. As for group asset under management, in private equity alone, 284 billion. I would like to conclude my presentation. It is slightly before 6:00. It is about 5 minutes to 6. I'm more than happy to entertain questions. I would like to answer as many questions as possible. There are also people who are responsible for each of our business here. Rather than I monopolizing microphone, and I will be running out of my energy and voice, so I would like to turn to these people to address the questions.